In this bulletin, the Greens to back Labor's bill for a 43% carbon reduction target by 2030. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says solidarity with Taiwan is crucial as China ramps up military drills. And Nick Kyrgios admits his loss in the Wimbledon final was hard to get over. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Greens leader Adam Bandt has confirmed his party will vote for the government's climate change bill, though he says it's still too weak. The Greens have been calling for an end to all new coal and gas mines across Australia, but Labor has refused to negotiate on the issue. The party instead will push for a climate trigger on environmental laws, which will force consideration of environmental impacts on all new projects. Adam Bandt says some negotiations with the government have been successful, including ensuring the 43% emissions reduction target is a floor and not a ceiling.
The Greens have improved a weak climate bill, but the fight to stop Labor opening new coal and gas mines continues. And in this parliament, the only obstacle to greater climate ambition is Labor. People need to be clear-eyed about the importance of this bill and that this government is bringing a bucket of water to a house fire.
The government has welcomed the Greens' announcement. Labor needs the support of the Greens and another crossbencher to pass the bill in the Senate, meaning the bill is all but clear to pass. But the Prime Minister has refused to be drawn on whether Labor might consider a climate trigger, which would force all new fossil fuel projects to be analysed for their climate impact, as the government refuses to stop new coal and gas mines.
We're dealing with today's legislation. It's pretty significant. The Parliament is about to, after a decade of inaction and denial and delay, move forward.
The federal government is announcing medically vulnerable children aged 6 months to 5 years of age can now receive the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. It means some 70,000 children who are immunocompromised, living with complex health conditions or a disability, can receive a smaller version of the dose. Health Minister Mark Butler says the decision comes on the basis of advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation.
Children in this age group who have been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes or who have chronic neurological or neuromuscular conditions, and for children in this age group with a disability that requires frequent assistance with activities of daily living, such as severe cerebral palsy or Down syndrome. And that advice will, as I said, be published.
US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has addressed Taiwan's parliament alongside the president, saying America stands in solidarity with Taiwan. House Speaker Pelosi has become the highest-ranking US official to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Ms. Pelosi flagged three main reasons for her visit: global security, economics, and government. She says she wants to make it unequivocally clear the enduring commitment of the US to Taiwan.
Today, the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad. And we're grateful to the partnership of the people of Taiwan in this mission.
Ms. Pelosi's arrival has prompted a furious military response from China, with the People's Liberation Army announcing joint air and sea drills on the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan denied those reports at the time, but later said that more than 20 Chinese military planes had entered its air defence zone. China has also halted the trade of goods with Taiwan, including stopping the export of sand used in construction and imports of Taiwanese citrus fruit and some fish. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios admits his loss in the Wimbledon final was hard to get over. The Australian has returned to the court in Washington, serving 12 aces in a 6-3, 6-2 win over American Marcus Giron. He says coming so near yet so far against Novak Djokovic in London was particularly tough.
Wimbledon final, Wimbledon championship, that's all you can do in the sport. That's the highest accolade you can achieve, and I was so close, I almost tasted it. So it was really hard for me to stomach that loss, but you know, I feel like I've done everything I can to bounce back.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.